Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Separate yourselves. Does not my word call for you to be separate, saith the Lord? Come out of those places. Come out of those cities. Come out of those situations.
Time is short. The end days is upon you, saith the Lord.
For I say unto you, even as I have done and am doing a work, the enemy, your enemy, is also doing a strange work. So be not deceived.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, lately around this area, the web has been going down sporadically in scattered places for 24 to 48 hours. I think there are some tests being run, and in the not-too-distant future, we are all going to be shut down. It seems we're the test area for the country. My friends, at that time, we will all be on our own. I hope you are preparing, and part of the preparation is putting up food and water to supply your families when you won't be able to get them anymore. Joseph was told by God to put up for 7 years of famine, and he obeyed. Genesis 41:31 says, "And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following, for it shall be very grievous." When you and your family are thirsty and hungry, you are going to be tempted to take the mark, as Revelation 13:16-17 tells us about. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save that they had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. My friends, stay strong in Jesus and prepare yourselves. The times ahead of us are going to get bad. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. My. Sounded just like Sister Sharon was just getting warmed up there, didn't it? Hallelujah. Welcome, my friends. Praise the Lord. As we expose the false, are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour? Getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. And please know that the I Am has sent Brother Johnson and Sister Sharon unto you. Amen. This True Truth God-ordained program is spiritual, and as such, we need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. It may sound to some like I'm trying to get more than I need to keep all the science programs on the air, but, my friends, radio time is not cheap. Quite the contrary. And it takes about $700 a month, more or less, to pay for all science programs, and even more to pay for the downloads and podcasts. Believe me, I really do not like having to say this again, but the Signs radio account where your tithes and offerings go that pays for radio bills is very low. Once again, at this time, there is not even enough to pay for all of February's programming. So I must let you know that unless love gifts increase soon, I will have to cancel the program, possibly in March. I'm really sorry, for it is my fault, as I should have said this sooner, but I was praying I would not have to say it again. The last days are now here, and it is more important than ever that Signs stays on the air. But I cannot do it without your help, so if you can help, please pray about partnering with me by sending a weekly or monthly love gift. That's very important. Or even a one-time love gift would help for February. I leave the fate of this program in your loving hands. Amen. Yahweh is in control, so if it is His will, so be it. Amen and amen. Signs has only a few supporters, and I constantly struggle to pay for programming. It sure would be nice to not struggle for a while. Now for another Last Days, End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible, titled Suffering, Is It of God? 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. But, and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you for a reason of the hope that is in you. My dear listening friends, so many false teachers teach that if you are suffering, you have done something wrong or you are sinning in some way. Now that may be true in a few cases, but not many, For the Bible clearly teaches suffering is a central theme of the Gospels. Even the Old Testament teaches that the righteous can suffer, having done nothing wrong. Take the book of Job, for instance. And maybe you have a few false friends like Job had. I don't know. I've had a few in my lifetime. So our verse for tonight, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. But, and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. My. That is quite clear, is it not? For the righteous suffer for righteousness' sake more than any other. Even in the Old Testament, Lot suffered for his stand for righteousness in Sodom. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, King James Bible. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you for a reason of the hope that is in you. The key to happy are ye here is being ready to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you. Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 2, King James Bible. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me, indeed, is not grievous. But for you it is safe. Beware of evil workers. Acts chapter 13, verse 40, King James Bible. Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, King James Bible. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. After the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. So get right and get ready, for the day of the Lord is at hand. Amen and amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2-0.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Yea, saith God. Who is he that persecuteth? But he who tried to take a wrong position above me, saith the Lord. For I cast him out, and all those who agreed with him, who conspired against me, saith God. And their time is now near, saith the Lord, when they shall arise, and they shall have their time upon the earth. But fear not, my children, for have I not protected you? Have I not upheld you? Have I not comforted you? Fear not this time, for it shall be a short time, saith God. And in the end, he shall be cast down along with all those who have trusted in him for all eternity, saith the Lord.
This is the time, says the Lord, when I will speak unto my church. Like no other time have I spoken, says God. Indeed, have I not told you that in the last days I will pour out my Spirit? Receive now my Spirit upon you, says God, and be bold and be strong. Stand up, speak my word, follow my path, and work together, says God. Work side by side, says the Lord. Work with me and with each other, says the Lord.
Yes.
And my anointing will increase. I cry out, be my vessel, says God.
My, oh my. The false church has set its course, but the true truth believers have also set their course. The kingdom of God is at hand, my friends. There are no more names on my list of sponsors for Wednesdays in February. Will you pray about helping keep the science programs on for the rest of February? One program may be canceled in March, and it most likely will be Wednesdays, if that becomes necessary. I pray, Father, if it is your will, no programs will need to be canceled. Touch those who can send help soon, Lord. And also, Lord, I pray you will bless all those listening to this program tonight. Lord, please touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. Please stay tuned, my friends, throughout this program for a devotional at the end that will help keep you informed, titled, Who is Your Spiritual Daddy? Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Second Amendment, too controversial for radio. More radio stations shut down criticism of Obama. How ironic and maddening that dictator President Obama's flying around the country on our dime trying to sell gun control, but some cannot even buy airtime to respond against it. Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Steve Voss recorded a song that defies those advocating gun confiscation with one of the slogans of the Texas Revolution, "Come and Take It." It has been barred from airing on the radio industry powerhouse Clear Channel following a conservative Washington talk station in concluding that a message regarding the Second Amendment is too controversial for people in the Washington area to hear. Watchman comment, "Now, like a communist country, Americans are being told what they can or cannot hear. I warned about this coming for years. Do you believe me now?" Continuing. Over 700 people exposed to HIV, hepatitis at VA that reused insulin pens. A major procedural botch at a Veterans Affairs VA hospital in Western New York may have been responsible for exposing at least 700 diabetic patients to hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and even HIV. My, oh my. Continuing. U.S. waives sanctions to countries using child soldiers. U.S. President Barack Obama has quietly nullified the Child Soldiers Protection Act of 2008. The president issued a memo saying that it's not in the natural interest of the U.S. to proceed with this, and therefore he has waived the application of this law with respect to certain nations like Libya, South Sudan, Yemen, and partially in the case of the Congo. Watchman comment, America's king dictator in Obama is at it again. Only an antichrist would do something like this against the will of the American people, and definitely against the will of God. Continuing, will Americans begin to glow in the dark? The U.S. government to allow radioactive waste metals to be recycled into consumers' products, like belt buckles and silverware. The federal government is currently in the process of trying to get rid of tens of thousands of tons of radioactive scrap metal it has accumulated over the years from various nuclear testing and wartime activities. My, oh my. Continuing. Studies suggest chickenpox vaccine responsible for triggering nationwide shingles epidemic. For the past several years, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has been actively promoting the shingles vaccine as a solution to what some experts say is a building shingles epidemic. But a new study published in the German medical journal Der Hautarzt, or the dermatologist in English, has revealed that the childhood vaccine for chickenpox, a common viral disease related to shingles, may actually be directly responsible for triggering this epidemic. Watchman comment, you probably will not hear that from the American medical professionals or from the mainstream news media. No Obama folks. Do you believe my prophecy voice warnings now? Continuing. America, the communist gulag? Some say the North Korean system of prison camps, exposed clearly as truly existing recently by Google Maps, is where President Obama is taking America. In light of a newly uncovered U.S. Army document that outlines plans for prisoners, including U.S. citizens, to be re-educated in detention camps. So, it may be worth reminding ourselves of the fact that Barack Obama's political mentor, Weather Underground terrorist Bill Ayers, once called for precisely the same thing. The goal of the president's longtime associate, Bill Ayers, was to bring down the U.S. government and allow Cuban, North Vietnamese, Chinese, and Russian troops to occupy America. Watchman comment, It is being reported Obama is buying up 2.6 million more rounds of ammunition to add to the 1.6 billion it already has purchased and stockpiled. Not to mention 7,000 assault rifles like New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has already banned and the Obama is about to ban. Occupy America? Continuing. Recently, U.S. President Obama, speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C., said he often searches Scripture to figure out how to be a better man and president. And most of all, he said, I know that all American men and women of different faiths, and yes, those of no faith that they can name, are nevertheless joined together in common purpose, believing in something that is bigger than ourselves. Watchman comment, that is so obviously not true. Only an Antichrist could say that with a straight face. My, oh my. Continuing, Assassin-in-Chief. However, not until the state Senate met, gathering information for hearings on John Brennan's confirmation as CIA director, which began February 7th, has public attention finally been focused on this remarkable presidential usurpation of power. Exercising a power that no prior president ever thought he possessed, a power that no prior president is known to even have exercised, USA President Obama admitted that he ordered the execution of American civilians, not on a battlefield, no, based on his own belief that they were involved in terrorist activities. It is known that at least three U.S. citizens, including a 16-year-old boy, were killed on the president's order in drone strikes in Yemen in 2011. Watchman comment, they may have been connected with the Taliban, and that could be true. But if he calls them American citizens and he can kill them, what can he do with you and me? Continuing. Supermarkets cry foul as FDA proposes new food labeling rule under Obamacare. If the Food and Drug Administration gets its way, your trip to the grocery store could get a tad pricier. Supermarket owners continue a pending federal food labeling rule that stems from the new health care law, which would overburden thousands of grocers and convenience store owners to the tune of $1 billion in the first year alone. Watchman comment? I also heard something about banning meats or removing meats from sale or something like that. The last days, the end times, they sure are here. Continuing. Visions of Jesus appearing to Muslims. Middle East evangelist reports nagging dreams leading to conversions in Muslims because those dreams become a starting point. The dreams motivate them to find a Bible, then to find a Christian and ask what something in the dream means. 95% of the Muslims who are now Jesus followers say that they were led to Christ by someone explaining a dream to them. There was at least one Muslim who went to Mecca on a hajjah, and on the first time around the Kaaba, which is the big black box that they think Muhammad resides in, or their God, or whatever it is, it's really satanic, he saw a vision of Jesus standing in front of him. The Holy Spirit of the one true God had a message. You're on the wrong path. You're on the wrong road. Leave this place and follow me. Watchman comment, wow. Now that truly is a last day sign. My conclusion to this phenomenon is that Christ succeeds where the church fails. The Holy Spirit should get the credit. John chapter 14, verse 27, King James Bible, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, he shall teach you all things. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Amen and amen. Continuing. Did you know DHS, Department of Homeland Security, can seize and search your electronic devices without any suspicion for any reason within 100 miles of any land or sea American border? Nearly 2 out of every 3 Americans, 197.4 million, live within 100 miles of the USA land and coastal borders. And travelers along the nation's borders can have their electronics seized and the contents of those devices examined for any reason whatsoever, all in the name of national security. Apparently, the Fourth Amendment, the right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures, no longer applies along a 100-mile swath that totally encloses America's borders, land, and sea. There, according to legal precedent, the Fourth Amendment, the right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures no longer applies. Apparently, that 100 miles all around America soon will be a Nazi no man's land where American rights no longer exist. Watchman comment, if you are listening to this program and you have been accosted, you have had government officials stop you and search you or remove some of your electronics within 100 miles from the border, would you write me a letter or give me a call? I'd sure appreciate it. The phone number and address will be heard at the end of the program. I will keep your name and personal information secret, be assured. Continuing. FDA approves first GMO flu vaccine containing reprogrammed insect virus. A new vaccine for influenza has hit the market and is the first ever to contain genetically modified GM proteins derived from insect cells, according to the reports. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, recently approved the vaccine called Trivalent, which means it contains GM proteins from three different flu strains. Flublok is produced by extracting cells from the fall armyworm, a type of caterpillar, and genetically altering them. Watchman comment, do you want this junk injected into your bloodstream? Not me, folks. My. I even heard that they're producing something similar to this as a so-called cancer vaccine. The nasty Dehabilitating Guillain-Barré Syndrome, GSB, is listed on this vaccine shot as a potential side effect. According to clinical data provided by the PSC in the shot's package insert, two clinical study participants actually died during the trials of the vaccine. Back in November, the FDA also approved a new flu vaccine known as Flucelvax that is actually made using dog kidney cells. So if you start barking, you will know why. Just kidding, folks. But you do get the point, don't you? These deadly vaccines brought to you by a $1 billion grant from your tax dollars. My. Continuing. Report. Obama ready to cut strategic nuclear arsenal by a third. Here we go again. The report says the decision has been made, but not yet signed by the president. Watchman comment, the Obama has already cut back America's nuclear deterrent by almost half, from 1,500 nukes. They are lying that this is the first cutback. According to previous reports a year or so ago, America's stockpile of nuclear weapons was cut back from 1,500 to 900. If another one-third is cut, that leaves 600. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News.
Stay tuned for a devotional titled, Who is Your Spiritual Daddy? My dear listening friends, you can send a check or money order made out to Signs or Cash, made out to Signs, or in cash if you wish to remain anonymous, and you can then just leave your return address off and you will be totally anonymous. Do not forget to pray over it, for then God is able to get it through once you pray. Amen and amen. If you are ready to write, here's the address. Signs, spelled S-I- G N S P O Box 1-2-2. Town is Lyle and it's spelled this way. L I S L E. State is New York. N Y. Zip 13797. Sharon and I will be looking forward to seeing your letter of support in P.O. Box 122 this week. It always is a blessing to hear from you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now a devotional to help keep you informed that I have titled, Who is Your Spiritual Daddy? Lucifer, the son of the morning, a creation of Almighty God, is the father of delusion, falsehoods, and the children of wrath, John chapter 8, verse 44. Lucifer is called the father of lies, Satan, adversary, the devil, slanderer, the great dragon, a consuming, dreadful, violent monster, and that old serpent, or sneaky snake, cunning and crafty for evil designs. See Revelations chapter 12, verse 9. Those various names given to Lucifer describe his godless character and actions against Almighty God, his Creator, and against God's eternal person and righteousness. These descriptions are given for us to help us better understand who this tyrant of lawlessness truly is. Lucifer, or Satan, in his vain attempt to exalt and preserve himself at all costs, rejected and abandoned all that was real, becoming a murderer of souls. Lucifer, or Satan, is the adversary against all reality, truth, and eternal absolutes, and all that pertains to Almighty God and his eternal person. Lucifer is the slanderer, the devil, against all those who stand in his way, especially those who trust and believe in Almighty God in spirit and in truth. And so are Lucifer's children and followers. For their godless behavior, you can see, also their father's satanic rebellion and revolution manifesting itself. John chapter 8, verse 44. Who will be your spiritual father? The Bible teaches this. But as many as received him, Jesus, to them gave he power to become the sons or children of God, even to them that believe on his name. John chapter 1, verse 12. My dear listening friends, may it be your sincere desire to repent of your transgressions against Almighty God and cry out for him to save you. Acts chapter 4, verse 12, chapter 16, verses 28 through 31. In doing so, you will be delivered from Satan's dominance of death over you and have eternal life. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. I highly suggest you look that up. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. So get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get right with God while you still can. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preach all their call in a church service.
God is saying, hey, the days are getting closer, folks. Jesus is coming soon. Time is getting shorter and shorter. I got a question. What are you going to do when he comes for you?
Amen.
My dear friends, support has slowed some. If you can give, please pray about it, because this program is listener-supported. That is the only biblical way it can stay on the air. I cannot sell CDs or DVDs or books like others do to stay on the air. That's how secular programs make it, and God will not let me do that. He has told me that very clearly. So if your support does not come in because you do not have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, I have to reduce programs until what I can pay matches the number of programs I have. And that may happen in March without your loving support. So please remember, tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on the WWCR radio station's power frequency 4840. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time, Saturday, 4840. Here are two more letters that were sent to Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, New York, 13797. Dear Brother Johnson, I listen when I can. I know you work hard, so this $20 is for your ministry. God bless you, a brother in New York State. And another listener wrote, Dear Brother Johnson, God bless you for all you do. And Sister Sharon, love from Virginia. Brother Johnson replies, thank you dearly, my friends, for your heartfelt blessings and support of Signs Radio programming. May you both be awesomely blessed for your support. Amen and amen. Now, my friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it and give me a call as I say it. If the line is busy, please hit your redial till you get through. I can only afford one line, so get your phone or your pen and paper ready. Here it comes, very slowly. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks for your letters and calls, our friends, for being here with us tonight on Signs International Radio as we all get ready to meet the Lord in the air. He is coming, don't you know? Are you ready? Signs listeners are the best, and we truly love to hear from you. Always remember, without you, Signs Radio cannot stay on the air. And also, remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.